Relaxing the body. Perhaps using the exploration of requesting relaxation seeing how your system responds to that direction. May the body relax. May the body relax. May the mind relax. I find as practice goes on, particularly during a period of more intensive practice, the process of connecting to relaxation becomes more natural, more easeful, more, well, maybe simpler. It's almost as if we begin to remind ourselves that when we sit into this posture, this is a lot of what we explore is this relaxation. And so there's more habitual movement in that direction. And so it's useful still to check in. Is there tension in the body and can it relax? And remembering to check in to the core, the interior of the body. To see if perhaps the throat, the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. And perhaps the mind can relax. May the mind relax. May the heart relax. And are you aware? Actually, as we explore relaxation, awareness is there. And so it's kind of turning towards or turning to include or opening perhaps to include awareness here. Already aware. And what is awareness receiving? What is obvious? What is coming to you? Again, there may not be a sense of something very precise that's coming to you, but perhaps a more general sense of a kind of a broader awareness of sitting in this room and hearing and feeling. So more of a general panoramic experience. And that may be kind of what's most obvious or what's most natural to know, not something specific. And that's fine. At times the mind will be in this more panoramic mode, kind of with the attention spread. And at times the attention gets very precise. Over the weekend, I talked about this distinction between seeing and looking, hearing and listening. In our sitting practice, there's something kind of comparable related to kind of a broader sense of knowing and awareness of kind of a general sense of body and mind. There's awareness and there's a sense of being. And then at times, the attention will shift to something very precise, like the sound of a car, or maybe the sound of my voice, or a specific body sensation. And just noticing that shift. There's no need to say one is better than the other. Our minds have the capacity to do different things, be aware in different ways. And so, are you aware of what? This is a kind of letting go of what we might think we're supposed to be aware of and being really available to recognize what we already are aware of. And if this exploration feels confusing to you, it's fine to start with some particular experience. Just pick some obvious experience Just pick the sensation of your hips contacting the chair or cushion or bench and just recognize, yep, that is a sensation and I know I'm aware of it. Or a breath. And from there, begin to explore this possibility of, instead of trying to hold on to that, to notice when the attention shifts from that experience. And if you get lost in that exploration, coming back and reconnecting to that obvious experience. Relax. Are you aware? What is obvious? What is coming to you? Being completely available to let go and to let go of controlling. The attention. And remembering that the relationship to returning when the mind wanders, that moment when we become aware again, it's a great moment to begin to get familiar with the experience of being aware. And in a very effortless way, because that moment simply happened. So no need to have any judgment around that moment. It's a great opportunity to recognize aware again. This is the experience of being aware. And checking into your relationship to experience. How are you? What is the relationship? What is the attitude? To me, that exploration feels like expanding the awareness, expanding the attention to be of I might not have seen before. So it doesn't feel like a looking for, it feels like a broadening, a settling back, a relaxing, an opening. What's the relationship? Again, again, being available for it to come to you as opposed to looking for anything. If nothing is particularly clear, or you don't see a particular sense of what an attitude or relationship is, there's no need to stick with that or try to figure anything out. Sometimes the attitudes or relationships are clear and available, and other times they're not. And so simply continue, relax, receive. And open to the possibility of allowing whatever is happening.